Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Still awful.
Oh, no, it's not better.
I don't know what the sound after that is supposed to be.
It was just like, you know, like when you know, like when something opens and it's like a, ah, and they play like the big bass that just goes, boom, like when you start your YouTube or you start Netflix, it goes, ta-doom. Guess you didn't get it.
Yeah.
No imagination.
Yo, this is Reality Gaze from the vault.
From the vault. We're working on our vault sounds.
No, my problem is I have too much imagination. But my brain never stops.
Freaky deaky. There's, y'all, now, if you like a good vault sound, Sissy Christina has made some
She's
memes.
She's got some ones, good ones.
We are making, producer Christina worked on this, we didn't have producer Christina whenever we did Love is Blind
That's
season
true.
One. So... we're like, girl, you got to go back, watch it. We watch this and we have ideas. And so we've been making some memes. It's been enjoyable to watch.
This is episode 5, Last Night in Paradise. And y'all,
oh, turn on time.
We are celebrating the release of season 3 of Love is Blind.
We are.
And to do that, it's your trashy television little advent calendar.
It is.
You can pick out your little trash nuggets
Instead
every
of a
single day.
Piece of chocolate, you get this.
I think I'd rather have chocolate.
I think I would too.
So you're going to get this every day leading up to the premiere on October 19th, and all of our episodes that were dropped in the first batch of season 3 will drop at 12:01. AM on October 20th, because we're trying to create
event television.
Boom, boom, boom. It's starting to get old to me.
We're branded it now. You're going to follow through with it.
I hate it. I get tired of things really quickly. That's why no relationship lasts.
Whoa, okay. You're
just
tired right now,
much.
And you went vulnerable too quick. I'm not ready for that. It's only 12:30 here. Not ready. Let's poodle. Episode 5.
Yes,
I listened
and watched. So here's some little things about this pod episode.
Okay.
I learned, and I've learned known this before, that when there's a subject of us comes up and we both have song ideas, they're always different.
Always.
And yours usually have to do with obscure country songs. And mine are either sometimes alternative or like classic rock songs somehow, because that's what my mother listened
very
to.
Very niche musical theater. But you have a lot of classic rock.
Yeah, because that's what my mom listened to.
Oh, yeah. That's where that comes from.
I'd like to say that mine are a little more mainstream. But that's just me.
But I disagree.
This is when we hear two different versions of the song Wild Horses. And
this is a big deal of Sissy's.
I bring up the movie Fear with Mark Wahlberg and Reese Witherspoon. And I'll just say there's one scene that we talk about a lot, and you can't get over it, that it happened on the movie screen.
Yep, I don't like it.
So, anyway, this is also when we hear the phrase, it's like with the same person, a lot.
Oh.
And, yeah. Y'all, be wary of someone who keeps saying we're the same person. Because then they'll just start wearing a wig and looking like you.
That's true.
This is also when our hate for Jessica surpasses our hate for Amber, or my hate for Amber, because you always kind of liked her.
Yeah. What, Jessica?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I never liked
Amber. Amber.
Oh, Amber. Yes.
I also wrote down my voice that's so squeaky in these episodes. Something was going on.
I think you had a cold.
I think that must be it.
Yeah.
So, y'all, I was in a bad way.
You were in a bad way.
My voice. I also may have been doing that Jessica impression.
No. You were sick because you just came back from China where you think you probably got COVID.
I was getting over China crud.
Because you had that China cold for like a month and a half.
It was awful.
I think the bat bit you.
Hey, boys. Come here. I want to bite you. Mm. I'm going to follow you all over.
All over.
I got something for you. So we also visited the topic of, should you ever ask your man, what are you thinking? And we had different answers.
Okay. All right.
I think both of us had points there.
Okay.
Don't ask this question. You don't want to hear the real answer.
No.
This is also, I think, one of the first mentions of the Torkelsons.
Oh.
Not the last.
Not the last.
I also called one couple a really good rice pilaf.
Oh, I'm excited to hear who that is.
So you can
don't tell us.
You can decide who that is.
Who is that?
I think I said, you know, a really good one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's average.
Okay.
We also heard a story about me skinny dipping.
Oh, God.
in a place where no one knew me.
Wow. I've seen that.
A lot of mentions from you about Elizabeth Shue's side boob.
Really?
Yes.
I don't even
In the
remember.
Movie Cocktail.
Oh, yes. When yes. She's in the water.
You
yeah.
never stop talking Talk about,
about
it.
Talk about it a lot.
And also, if you've ever wondered what would happen if Atreyu and Falcor banged, we talked about it.
That was this episode?
Yes.
This is a big episode.
Yeah. So I think if everything I've told you has made you turn it off, sorry.
You know, so. I've noticed in re-listening to these older episodes, you can tell the second half is when we were getting punch drunk.
Yeah, and or I was getting actually drunk.
Yes.
I think this is when I used to drink when we recorded.
I think also, too, this happened over, it all came out at once, I think, on Netflix.
Well, I think they did drop some things, but we would do them all at one time, y'all. This is before we were working, so we had like a weekend. Or sometimes we did it at night.
We did these, yeah, so we were tired. But,
yeah.
And also, it's interesting how, like, we really love the show and how Love is Blind, season two did this too. Sometimes we'll peter out on episodes like 7, 8.
I agree. It did this season on 8 and 9, I think.
Yeah.
We talk about that.
Anyway.
But anyway, this is a good episode. We'll see you in the background. So, Mark, I need to tell you that I love you regardless of whatever happens. And we're the same person.
Oh, babe. We're like the exact same person. I mean, we communicate so well together. Like we're like roses and roses, or like guns and guns. We're like the same.
What? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Barnett's like waving at me from across the bar. You know, he's very deeply troubled. He doesn't know what he's doing. He needs a really good woman.
Babe, that's why I'm so grateful I'm with you. I would like to, you know, put something inside of you. Like,
I know, and we connect on so many like really good reasons, and they connect with other reasons. You know what I mean? Like, you know how I won't have sex with you?
Yeah, it kind of feels like you're commanding me.
And they're doing all of it. And it's fine. Give me another drink.
I fucking love you.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's 90 Day Gays presented.
Naughty Day Gay.
Well, that was a little bit of a
Love is Blind.
A Love is Blind theater to start off.
You know, some of you were probably confused and thought,
is this Jessica?
Is this Jessica? Because you're a little sick right now. And you really do sound a lot like her.
I sound like her.
It's not great.
I don't know what's wrong with my voice.
Mm. You've been talking too much.
Oh my God. That's a really strong drink.
Great.
Holy fuck.
Please sip it because
I am. I'm trying.
I don't know. We're probably not doing another show after this, but you never know. I can. Can you?
You know what? It's like a 9-inch dick. You can try. And if you're like me, you succeed.
And you,
okay.
And you can win.
Mm-hmm. This is 90 Day Gays presents Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Love is sadness.
Love is sadness.
Love is blindness. Y'all, we're going to continue. This is episode 5.
Episode 5.
Called
something.
The carnage continues.
I mean, this is really... I mean, I'm excited. You've seen up to episode 6?
Yeah.
So just one more, right?
You're going to get past where I've seen. Yeah.
It really is shocking how much more you can hate Jessica each episode. Like, you're kind of like,
this is it. She increases your threshold.
You're like, I'm done. Like,
because for a while, she kind of fights with Amber for me,
mm-hmm.
like, who I hate more. Because mm-hmm. it was Carlton, and now he's gone. We haven't seen him. And now Jessica and Amber are just, like, fluctuating.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't hate Amber dicks. As much as you.
Oh, I hate her.
No,
I feel like she's insidious.
I just think she's a damaged woohoo girl.
Yeah, you're probably right. But Jessica's pretty devious.
Yeah, but Jessica's way more devious, I think.
And she doesn't know what she wants, and I feel like she's got plans behind her plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I feel like Amber, if she did some devious shit, she would like maybe have some ownership of it, and Jessica would be like, would ruin a relationship and be like, what? Oh my
what
God.
Do?
I don't know what you're talking about. That was
what
so. That was intense, Barbara. That was so Barbara. Intense for me, Barbara. You know our best friends, Barbara.
I want to talk about what happens the night, a little bit later on the night after this conversation happened.
Oh, after she freaked out.
She freaks out. No, after they're not there yet. She basically says, she's like, he says, you know, I just don't, yeah, I understand we shouldn't be so physical, but I don't want you to be stern about it. And she's like, does this weird mouth thing. It's like,
because she can't actually talk.
What the fuck do you mean?
She's also
she's drunk.
Drunker than could.
What the fuck do you mean?
You didn't do her as drunk as she was, actually.
I should have done her drunker.
We should have done it after you drink this drink.
You know, the funniest thing is this is the first time you have chastised me for not talking drunk enough.
It's true. And I'm really grateful for it. Yeah, she
like,
just.
You don't know.
She just literally. I mean, he was so nice about that and so honest about that.
Like, I'm sorry, it's the wrong words.
And then he just totally backtracked everything and apologized for doing nothing wrong. And basically said, you're right.
I hate her so much.
You took it the wrong way. We're on the same page. We want the same things. She literally went, sure.
Yeah. And just like fell asleep.
She's gross. She's gross. She's gross. She's gross.
He's like, we're on the same page.
Yeah. They're gross. I think I'm done with that first thing. You ready to talk about Mark Barnett and Amber?
There was a quote about... Mark is like, we're just 1,000% real. And again, I can't say much more about it.
Can't say much about percentages. And we also can't say enough that they're... Well, actually, I think Mark thinks he's real as he could be.
Well,
but Jessica is farther.
I even asked, I said, did she have a chip implanted in his head? Because
it is like somebody
just,
did a spell.
He keeps punking him. Yeah. Over and over. And is it that he doesn't want to fail? Is that part of it too?
Is it like his mother told him you're unlovable? What happened?
I don't think that's it. I just think that he has convinced himself in this process that this girl is the one for him. And he would think it would be almost unchivalrous to leave her at this point.
I don't know if it's maybe unchivalrous. It possibly could be, too, that I could see Mark being a perfectionist.
That's what I'm saying. And it would feel like a failure.
And if this didn't, then it would be, yes.
Yeah.
They would be the not perfect thing. He's a fail. Yeah.
No, I get you. What's the next one?
Y'all, Barnett and Amber on a boat. That's really all you need to know about that. I mean, they're on the boat. He pees when he gets excited. They're talking about dogs.
They're the worst conversation ever. Basically, it's the first comeback you can think of to everything is hers.
Yes, and they also basically, they're one of those couples that it's like they almost remind me of like two guys, basically white, two white guys who've taken improv together, and they're always doing improv bits.
It's all like,
you know what I mean?
It's all like, I went on this date the other day. Date to where?
Yeah, you went on a date. Oh, I peed my pants. Yeah, you peed your pants. Yeah, I peed my pants.
What color was it?
Yeah, I peed my pants with which. Oh, that's funny. You're so funny. Like, it's not even real.
Ends, and then she just gives up the improv.
Yeah. And she just
laughs.
She just like, she goes,
oh my God, you're so funny.
Uh-huh, suck my tit.
Meanwhile, there's this fruit plate sitting in the sun that is just turning brown.
That was going to go brown real quick.
It's apples, y'all. You should not bring apples to Mexico. Citrus fruit does fine in the sun. Apples will brown.
They will brown.
There were pears in this, too.
Maybe they put lemon on it or orange.
No, they were brown. They were brown.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
That is a callback to our Patreon earlier. We were doing before the 90 Days season 2,
which feels like 5 weeks ago, but was really just 3 hours ago.
It feels like the calendar turned pages.
Time heals everything.
April, August. That's a great song. Even said, I think Amber even says, nobody's as happy as we are.
Nobody's happy as we are. Even if it's you with somebody else, this is fate. It's meant to be.
No.
Whereas when he said, she's like, we're going back. Everybody's talking about the real world, y'all. We're going back to the real world. She's like, are you worried about going to the real world?
He's like, I don't know.
He's like, I don't know. I'm not scared. Whatever.
Should we talk about what happened first? I was still talking about Mark.
No,
and
we can go kind of where the couples are.
Jessica on their first date, or their date riding.
Actually, it would be.
Or should we go
Lauren and Cameron?
Well, no, I was thinking. Should we? You're going chronologically. I guess we should do that.
Yeah.
Well,
we can just let's do a check in with each couple because they did do a lot together.
Okay.
Right. That's good.
So,
what you're saying.
Cameron and Lauren, they go for a helicopter ride.
Because I need to talk about this.
Okay.
Because
Cameron shouldn't wear boxy shorts.
It's because his dick's nice.
Yeah.
He needs room.
But his butt is big.
Actually, I bet he has an okay penis. I bet his balls are huge.
He's got a nice penis.
He does. But I'm saying, I bet he's got baby
huge
making
ass
testicles.
Balls.
Yeah, just huge.
He's got a big butt too, and like big hips.
I know.
So he can't wear normal shorts.
Mm-hmm.
It makes him look boxy.
It does. Y'all, they're gonna go for a helicopter ride, and again,
that helicopter's animal print, y'all.
If you can't love Lauren anymore, she's like, everybody's cute. But we the best, y'all. We the best.
I love her. She's my favorite person on
the show.
I love
her so much. They also end up going for a night swim. And she says something that really made me sad. Y'all, if you're a woman out there, and let's be honest, most of you are. Except for Bill Bulaware. But if you're a woman out
there. We just name check Bill Bulaware.
We love him.
Is that how you pronounce your name, Bill Bulaware?
Or just whore. He'll answer to either one.
Ho!
There.
Hey, ho.
There goes Hoey Bulaware.
Ho, do you want another drink?
Ho.
Yeah, guys.
Bill doesn't talk like that.
No.
Anyway.
I do.
Anyway. So they go for a night swim, but Lauren says, and I just think this would have happened, but she says, I've never had a man who shows me as much love as he
did. Yeah.
And I was like, girls, if y'all, a man should show you love.
Show me love. what it's all about.
I'm needed. I'm pretty.
That's old school, Robin. That's before Dancing on My Own and all the new stuff. If you don't know Dancing on My Own from Robin, you're not gay.
Show me love. Show me right.
But that's a good song. Robin's new albums, y'all. Gay people love them.
Gay people do love them. But we also find out, we want to talk about this, that was really sweet, but we also find out Cameron's been in an interracial relationship before.
And people asked him why, people asked his girlfriend, why aren't you with a black man?
Yes.
I wrote that down too.
So I love that. I love that. I think that probably calms her that like,
he has some idea.
He has some idea. He's seen the bonnet. He's fine. And he's like,
he's
fuck him.
The bonnet.
I don't care.
The bonnet's like old hat by now.
I don't
Literally,
care.
It's a hat.
It's a hat. And then, I mean, is there any point of talking about Mark and Jessica going horseback riding? Because they giggle and laugh together. And then she just fucks him in the end.
Not really figuratively.
Was there really anything important except for Jessica again is saying, oh my God, we're so much alike.
We're the same
we're the
person.
Same I mean, I've never been with somebody who is so much alike.
The only thing I wanted to talk about there was Mark. I'm flipping through all my...
I wrote down, and I don't know why I wrote this, but I just wrote down, she can't just enjoy anything. It's always what's... It's always not in the present. I don't know why I wrote that.
And they're almost having to... She's almost having to judge their relationship while they're experiencing it. That's the same thing you're talking about.
Yeah.
She's like, I mean, you're so funny right now. I mean, where were you here earlier?
Yes, yes. You know what? And not necessarily.
I want to kick her in the fucking teeth.
Not to necessarily sympathize with her, so don't come at me.
Yeah.
But I get that I think she is trying to talk her. If she hadn't gone to Mark and then Barnett and then back, like if this was just Mark and we've all been in those relationships.
Henry Iggins.
Where we try to talk ourselves into a relationship.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've never done that?
Never.
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 Someone's good on paper and you say this is going to work.
Only every time.
And your best friend says he's a producer and he's rich and you should keep dating him. And then you end up fucking him. And then
you end up fucking his friend.
Fucking his friend and then fucking his servant. And then he breaks up with you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, y'all, we could be doing this in a studio, right? Instead of his fucking living couch with only three legs.
It's the truth.
It is the truth.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens.
Do you want to move on to Damien and Gigi?
Okay.
Who are just like sitting on a boat, the front of the boat.
Sitting on the dock of the boat.
And she's like, she asks a man the most dreaded question in the world. What are you thinking?
Everything. Y'all, the like two straight guys are watching this went, fuck.
Yeah, because listen, you don't want to know. You don't want to know what a man is thinking. I know you think it's communal. You want them to lie to you.
I don't.
You want them to tell you what they're to make up something. You don't want them to say nothing. That's not what you want. You want them to say, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, how like fanciful the world is.
How beautiful
how one
you
day
are.
We're, or how one day we don't know what's going to happen. And you're like, oh, that's so sweet. When he's really thinking about, fuck, I don't have enough money to pay anything next month. That's not what you want to hear.
It's true.
And he's trying to shield her from that,
which is
his impulse. It may not be the best impulse, but she takes that as offense.
Well,
she's also cuckoo crazy, y'all. Gigi cuckoo.
But you know what? I have to say, after this episode, I'm rooting for them now.
Me too.
I like them a lot.
I still think she is one banana short of a bunch.
You know what? I can see that, but in another way too. I think she's one of the most emotionally intelligent people on this show. I do. I think she's very, very, very aware of other people's emotions.
I agree with that, and she absorbs all of it.
And she absorbs it, and when it's not congruent, when people are saying things that are not congruent to what she's feeling, it freaks her out.
I'm glad you started using my word for that.
What word?
Congruent.
That's not your word.
I use that word all the time.
I literally talked about affect congruency all in my master's program.
All right, fine.
But yes, you know, but that's what it is. It's just, it doesn't make sense. And so she's like, that's what makes her, I think, spin and get crazy. She's like, ah!
But here's the thing with her. She's going to spin out over almost nothing.
No, yeah, I said that. Yeah. I thought she was going to go crazier than on the boat. I
just
thought that was kind of time.
Just you wait, in Riggins, just you wait.
But I thought that was that's a thing that a lot of men don't talk about. And I think a lot of people can relate of women. It's this catch-22 that women obviously are conditioned to talk about feelings more, men are not. And so it's this pull of women feel crazy when women do have a better knowing of what's going on usually.
Yeah.
And men can't express it.
At the same time, though, men are not allowed in the society to express, I may not be able to support you. That's the worst thing they can admit. So I understand why he wouldn't want to admit that.
No, I totally, I 100, or as, who was it?
Mark, 1,000%.
1,000% understand. Ugh. But it's just... And I love their conversation. I love their conversation and that they end up kind of getting around to that. And yeah, they had a bump, but it made me hopeful because I thought, this is going to happen more. She's going to spit out more.
And also, basically, so we find out, you guys, that to do this whole experience, he sacrificed whatever job security he had.
Yeah.
He doesn't know, Damien, he doesn't know if he's going to have a job when he gets back.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone who's, he is Southern, obviously, who cannot, quote unquote, take care of a woman, she even says in a confessional, listen, I'm going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's new for him. As Southern men, me and this one, we're brought up with saying, you got to take care of your partner. You're a man.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter what you're thinking.
Yeah, I was talking with a friend who he has... My partner's getting his MBA right now, and it's kind of that realization that, y'all, he's going to make a lot more money at MBA than we are at this fucking podcast.
Please.
And so, but it's that's great, but then there is a part of you as a man, they're like, ugh, that's not, you don't want to be taken care of, and it's letting go of those strokes.
I'm okay with it.
You know what? I'll beg to differ, because you'd be fucking that producer right now, So that's not true.
You know, true. I like to make my own money. But if someone who's very, very wealthy, you know what? I don't like to be told what to do.
I don't think you would like that. Less than me, because not always, but a lot of people, especially men, equivocate money with control, and you do not want to be. Wild horses need to run.
Wild horses
keep dragging me away, and I knew more than I'd ever
lived. It's so funny. Someday. You were going in a completely different direction.
Oh, Garth
Brooks. I was singing U2, or not U2, Wild Horses Couldn't Tear Me Away.
What song is that? Wild Horses
know.
Couldn't Tear
Mazzy
Me Away.
Star?
Oh, it kind of sounds.
Wild Horses.
It kind of sounds the same. Wild Horses.
Yeah, but that's that scene in that movie, like Dare. What is it when like Mark Wahlberg is fingering that girl on the roller coaster?
Oh my God. What did you watch? Jesus.
Or what movie? What?
Or was the movie Wild Horses?
The movie is called Dare, and like Mark Wahlberg has to kill someone.
What?
Is it Reese Witherspoon who he's fingering?
What are you watching? That's just nasty.
I love how you're so scandalized.
That's just cruel.
If I said jerking off somebody, you'd be fine.
Anyway, y'all, by the way, while Gigi and Damien, at the end of this talk, we hear, I need to be with you. I need to be with
too.
You.
I need to be with you. You know who this is, y'all? I Shazam this. This is our friend Cher.
Oh, is it Cher again?
Again, not like what you would think.
Not this Cher, no.
This is S period H period A period R period E period.
Cher.
It's a trans person out of Tacoma, Washington.
Tacoma, Washington.
They really appreciate your support.
They do.
Because they're like, I want to share my emotions.
They do want to share their emotions.
So not sure, but share.
And then later, they make up, and then he takes her stargazing, and she says this kind of really beautiful, Gigi has this very beautiful monologue where she almost like...
She's an artist, y'all.
She's like, an artist, but she also, they have it voice over everybody else's experience of everybody in love, and
yeah,
she talks
like,
about its magic.
I feel the heat, what is it, no, that was a lyric. I feel the heat as you lay by my side. That was another Cher lyric.
It was kind of like when, you know those shows like, I don't know, is it Felicity or, you know, like Our House or whatever, where the girl at the end.
Our House just, is a very, very, very fine house.
Yeah, when she like do that. And they
narrator.
The narrator at the end. Or like the Torkelsons.
The Torkelsons.
Man in the Moon. Stuff like that. That's what it was like.
Come at us if you love the Torkelsons.
That some fucking sissy just drove off the road. Yeah, I was like, the Torkelsons! Anyway.
Mary Jane. They all had double names, y'all.
They did.
just drove off the road.
We should probably talk about...
Man in the Moon.
Kenny and Kelly. Well, no, there's something I want to talk about. Y'all, Kenny and Kelly.
You know, you guys, they're like a really good rice pilaf.
Well, yeah.
You've had a restaurant, a really good, or like, you know, you're watching CBS On Demand, and that thing that comes on at like 8:30. It's okay. It's a fat guy, skinny wife. You're okay with it.
I actually have a lot to say about this.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I find them so uninteresting.
So, okay, so Kenny and Kelly, they go to dinner. Okay, so then everybody goes to the bar. That's all I needed to say about that. Okay, and then we hear the music.
That's all you had to say?
Yeah.
So, okay, so it was a fake out. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Better stay with me, Sybil. Oh, God, she's halfway
they
through
are
her
a good
drink.
Rice pilaf.
You've got to sip. Do I need to get one of your sippy cups out?
I'm fine. Sometimes a rice pilaf can be lovely.
Then we hear, I'm never gonna let you down. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Y'all, this song is, I Shazam this one. Actually,
I can't lose you.
I Pandora'd this. This is by a group called Eraser. They thought they were gonna be the new Erasure, but nope, they're just Eraser.
Eraser, like a pencil.
Yeah, just like a pencil, just Eraser. Whoa, oh, oh. Y'all, everyone's at the bar.
They're a Canadian group.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Vancouver.
From New Brunswick.
Kelly and Jessica have a really awkward conversation.
Oh, it's awful.
Mainly because Jessica's triggered because Amber's giving Barnett, because again, y'all, they're trashy.
She's basically giving him a hand job
at the bar. Which, again...
He's like, oh, I'm smuggling pennies. She's like, ah-ha!
Which, again, raise your hand, anyone in the room who's done that. It's not me raising my hand, y'all. It's not me.
But you know what? I'm that girl, so I'm okay with it. I am not Jessica, though.
The problem
I'm not
is
Jessica.
Everyone else at the bar is not okay with it.
No, that's true. That's true.
But no, you're not Jessica at all.
No, I'm not Jessica.
Barnett's dirty too, because Barnett made a bareback joke. Which
he did, and this is television, y'all.
And also too,
only gay people can make those jokes.
Yeah, I'm like, you're around
other
people.
We're on PrEP, because straight people aren't on PrEP.
Some
you can
are.
Google PrEP, y'all.
Some straight people are.
Really?
Yeah, the horse.
Well, it's mostly about people who don't want HIV.
No, yeah, I'm kidding. A lot of people should get, everybody get on PrEP.
Maybe not straight people. They don't need it.
Well, maybe if they're screwing around
if
a lot.
You know what? If you're a man.
They don't want to wear condoms.
If you're a man who has sex with men and also has sex with women, you probably need to be on PrEP.
If you're a lesbian who's on PrEP, save your money.
Just you got tons of dental dams. It's fine.
You're fine. Mm-hmm. You're fine.
You can make your own.
Amber was so uncomfortable when they were making out, and Mark is just standing there, and then at least Jessica's finally getting there. I mean, she's like, it's hard not to compare yourself to everyone else. They're like kissing and hugging, and I look at Mark, and he's so not attractive to me. He's just so, she's like,
really awful.
He's so ugly. I'm like, are you fucking
kidding? She never said ugly, but she's like saying, it's just not my type. He's like a lot smaller.
I do have to ask, is it a racial thing? Do you think with her? Because she is a basic white bitch.
Maybe, but he's not that much taller than her, and I think that bothers her.
So you think it's a height thing?
I think he is shorter than most of the other guys. I think he is probably 5'8", 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
And all the other guys are taller who are on the show right now.
That's true.
And it's really bothering her.
Barnett's tall.
Yep. They're all probably 6 feet. And Cameron is like 6'2".
Gagoosh.
Ooh, y'all, I would fucking beg for it.
And of course, y'all... I have a little bit more respect for Kelly after this episode, because Kelly is that friend.
I like her so much more.
Well, I do too, but she's that friend where she's going to get hot tea and she's not going to ever make you feel judged, but the rest of us are going to judge you.
Yep.
Because Jessica just sang like a canary.
Oh, she was like, I mean, I'm happy, but I'm kind of not.
Like, all right. She was like, well, and Kelly was like, well, so, I mean, let's just be real. Let's be honest. Who are you more attracted to?
And she's, I mean, Barnett is the guy I would, like, be with. I mean, it's, like, fine.
It's not fine. But I mean,
I would, like, cling to him like a vine.
I would, I mean, he was fine. Barnett's really hot to me. I would love him, like, Mark, you know, it's like my
I would climb him like a redwood.
Yeah, like, Mark could be my servant. I don't know, something like that.
And she basically tells him that, like, Mark is not what she wants physically.
No.
And, y'all, here's the problem with this whole experiment. Physical attraction is a huge part of it. I don't think she's attracted him. And she is going to tell herself every fucking minute of the day that she should be.
I agree with you, though, that physical attraction is a huge part of it. However, I don't think Jessica ever was her... The same thing for Barnett. I don't think she ever... This is why I think they're perfect for each other. She never let anybody know what her authentic self is, because she could never do that.
Yeah,
so
I agree
how
with
can you? Because if you look at like Lauren and Cameron, they both really kind of opened up and had this experience. Kenny and Kelly, I think, as might not be deep waters, but
right.
They at least shared all this stuff. So it really was enhanced when they saw the person. Jessica's just playing a fucking part in her head.
I also think Jessica has a real problem, y'all. Suffering succotash. I think Jessica has more because she's 34. Does everybody know that? She's 34.
Oh, shocker.
Shocking.
Shocker.
Which she actually said, the age difference doesn't mean anything at all.
Yeah, y'all.
That's going to come back.
One episode is one way, one episode is the other way.
I knew it. I haven't even seen the next episode. And
she's like a Geiger counter. Yeah, it's like one episode each.
That is true. She's that girl. Like, Mark, if you're listening, you're not.
You're not.
But if you are, she's giving you a gift because she's going to be that bitch that brings up anything in your history that she ever can because it serves her purpose of nailing you to the wall.
And she even says, you know, I'm really worried that it's not getting there with you. And just know that I love really hard. I love really hard.
Yeah, I think you drink hard.
Exactly. And she fucks guys like Barnett really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that bitch is freaky deaky and shady.
Yeah, they are. And so I guess it kind of goes, if we're talking about Jessica, finishing up our conversation with Mark, they had this weird conversation at the end where, again, Mark hears what he wants to hear. Because I sound like, to me, I hear Jessica is breaking up with him and telling her she doesn't want that. And then Mark turns it in like, but you're on my side, right?
Yeah.
You're always going to be on my side. Like, no, dude. Y'all just met 2 weeks ago.
It's really bad.
She's not going to talk to you in 5 years. She's going to be fucking some guy.
And that's why we make it such a good couple.
Yeah, some guy's going to get her pregnant and she's going to like have to have his baby. And she's going to forget about you, Mark.
And she's going to go without fillers for like a year, and you will notice it.
And you will notice it. And Mark, you're going to probably start drinking because you're going to still be hung up on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get fat, and then you won't be a personal trainer anymore because no one goes to a fat personal
trainer. And
you're going to
look like girls like this your whole life.
Yes. Yeah. And then you're going to be single forever. And then, Mark, you're going to be the hot guy in high school who's at the bar still. And everybody says, oh, man, do you remember when he was so cute?
And you know what? Then he'll get a job at a Barry's boot camp out here. And I'll take his class and I'll teach him what being a man is about.
You know, I would have believed all that except for the part of what being a man is about. I mean, this is literally someone.
I thought you were going to say Barry's boot camp.
No, that could happen.
Like, I would go there.
If you got a coupon, you would.
You're right. There you go.
You would go for free. But literally, this
bitch likes a bargain,
this
y'all.
This is coming from someone who wakes up in the morning, shoots out the bed, and sings, how lovely to be a woman. How lovely to be a woman like me.
That's right. I was thinking I would make him a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah. I'm going to make a man out of you.
Jesus.
Anyway, that's all I've got for this episode.
I have something else.
Okay. Okay.
Y'all, the camera guy, I'm going to say his name is probably Ron. Ron got a new underwater camera, and Ron really felt
in the pool scenes.
He felt very strongly. Y'all, I think Ron is where we're getting our.
This is going to be such great shots here.
Great shot, Ron. We already
won't believe it.
Ron, we got it.
This is
going to
look so expensive.
No, just let me get it, Carl. Let me get it. Ron also had the close-up camera for
slow-mos.
Those confessional scenes.
Yes,
for the shots of Amber without her makeup. He didn't do that with anybody else.
Those were brutal.
Y'all, Ron is like the fucking, he thinks he's the next like Gus Van Sant
or whatever.
It's like
Nick Cassavetes or something.
He is ready. Like, he saw a bunch of Fellini films before this reality shoot.
I want to be a DP.
And he is inspired.
And I've done a DP before.
That's true.
You can Google that, but look up DP gay, but don't do it at work.
Anyway, and last but not least, there was a song at the end called I Can't Lose, I Don't Want To, I Don't Have To.
Oh, I remember this
These lyrics suck. This is, again, kind of like Eraser. This is from a woman named Shade. She wanted to be Sade, and she forgot the accent. So she's just called Shade. But here's the deal, y'all.
Shade.
She is a woman from, again, a Canadian, Prince Edward Island.
Okay. Prince Edward Island.
That's what I said, Prince Edward Island.
Okay.
She's in her 60s. She just has a young voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And a hair lip.
Yeah. Let's give it up for Shade.
Who knew?
Let's give it up for Shade.
Shade, y'all. Not Sade. No. Sade. Shade.
Shade. Shade. Who's your straight people be crazy, Poodle?
You know what my straight people be crazy is?
Yeah, what?
The fact that we were all sitting there at that pool in Cancun and nobody was naked.
Oh.
At a, you know, at a gay resort when it was just all gay guys, again, it would just be like we're all jerking everybody off.
Or
circle jerk.
Or
yeah.
One step farther. Or you're at a party in the Hollywood Hills with a bunch of straight people and some of them are even quasi celebrities and your best friend decides to get naked in the pool. So, because that's what Jake does, y'all.
I did it one time.
I mean,
now I will say,
we're just sitting there and all of a sudden
I smoked some wacky weed.
You smoked some shit that night.
And there were people there. I didn't know anyone.
You didn't know anyone. And Jake's just swimming in the pool.
And all
naked.
these rich people are staring at me like, who the fuck is in the pool naked?
He's just smiling like when he was the Joker in his synchronized swim meet.
I was amazing.
Just
Batman surface dive.
I'm just saying. Yes, y'all. If you don't know, Poodle did synchronized swimming and he played the Joker in a Batman routine.
Pause for laughter. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was amazing. I'd also like to say that at this, the one guy who we went to this with was so impressed that he made out with me in the Uber all the way home.
Oh, what was
on
his
New Year's
name?
Day. Adam Daniels.
Adam Daniels.
Yeah. He still texts me occasionally his, hey, New Year's kiss.
Oh, that's sweet.
It really wasn't if you know what we did after.
Wow.
It's less sweet and gross, more gross.
He is a nice guy.
He's got a big dick.
Really?
Yes.
He's short.
Didn't matter.
Really?
Look at his face.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We didn't do the deed, though.
Wow.
Yep.
We
did it in the bathroom. You guys weren't there.
This? Okay. Great. Great. No, you did. I actually remember.
We were kind of jerking each other off.
Yeah, I remember that in the bathroom making noise because we could hear you.
Yeah, we were jerking each other off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I just gave a lot away.
So my straight people be crazy besides
Where
Poodle.
Where are we?
It's actually more of a young people be crazy.
Okay.
Not
okay.
Straight people in that. Kelly and Kenny drinking those dirty martinis. I remember in my 20s when I had a dirty martini. Now
they can drink those. Now I have one and I'm like, have a headache.
I'm
next
like
day.
Fucking wrecked when I have one now.
Yep. I'm
so
the same.
If you're in your young ages and you can have a dirty martini.
Vodka soda's fine though, y'all.
Godspeed to you. Godspeed. Poodle, let's do a temperature check.
All right. So let's start out with Kelly and Kenny. Where are they for you?
They're kind of like, you know when you leave your Brita filter out for a couple of hours, so it's just not cold anymore.
Kind
it's
of
just,
lukewarm.
It's just
good. Goes down smooth.
It's still good. It's refreshing. It's water.
I get that.
It's filtered.
For me, they're kind of like if you leave scrambled eggs, you don't eat them quick enough. And like when they're hot, they're a little cold, but they're
a little congealed.
Yeah, and they're still eggs and you'll eat them.
Yeah.
And it's fine. But, like, you'd want them to be hotter.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
That's where they are.
All right. What about, we're going to save Jessica and Mark for last. I feel like that. What about Barnett and Amber?
They are like when you shoot off a bunch of fireworks earlier in the evening on the 4th of July and you run out because you're too drunk. And then it's like 10:30 and you're like, well, I guess we don't have any more. And you just drink more.
And then you find one person lights one and just goes.
And it just goes.
Pop.
pop, 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 pop. And you're like, that was a good night.
That happened one 4th of July.
And you're in bed by 11.
You're in bed by 11. We had lit some roving candles, and it all tipped over and started shooting towards my mother and my aunt and
my
grandma.
Like, oh, my God. Oh,
they went running. Like, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Anyway, y'all.
Lawn chairs, crazy.
It's when you're too drunk with fireworks. That's where they are at.
I feel like Barnett and Amber, I'm actually going to, because she's giving boners at the bar, I'm actually going to give them like, I'm going to give them a good, like, let's see, kind of like, you know, when it's like 90 degrees outside, but you're driving with the windows down, so it's still a lot of hot air.
It's not humid.
It feels warm, but it's also empty.
Yeah, I get that.
Like a hot air cool car. Yeah, that's Barnett and Amber.
Okay.
All right. Lauren and Cameron.
They are right now that kind of feeling that when you've slept with someone that you've been seeing a couple of times and they've stayed over, y'all, which is rare for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of like laying there in the bed and you're thinking two things simultaneously. You're thinking, I want breakfast. Do I have to invite this person? But also, I could stay here and we could fuck again.
Mm.
And you're trying to decide what you want.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of, both are good.
Both are good.
Both are good. Who
both
knows?
Are good. Who knows?
Knows what you're going to do? Heather Torres knows.
Heather Torres
knows. She's done
knows.
It.
She's done it. Ooh. Woo, y'all. She's
I
done it.
I just called her the fuck out on the Patreon.
You did. You did. I feel like they're kind of like, you know, when you're just making love with somebody and he just looks you right in the eyes and he doesn't kind of look away and he looks into your soul and he says, I want to make a baby with you. And you say, yes, yes. And then you get pregnant.
Again, not following.
Happens to me daily.
There we are.
Okay. We did Barnett and Amber. Mar, who are we missing?
We're missing
Gigi and Damien.
Gigi and Damien. Well, you know, when you, this is kind of rough because this is kind of like when your mother always tells you that life is like a box of chocolates,
mm-hmm.
and you worship this girl so much all the way through your life. I think her name is Jenny. And, you know, she's a little weird. She's a little strange. And you find her, like, fucking a whole commune full of hippies. And then you take her away from all that. And she rocks your world one good night. That's where they are.
Okay. They should make a movie about that.
They should.
They should make a movie about that.
But hopefully it's better than what I just
like...
said.
You know, speaking of movies, that inspired me. I've talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again because it's very erotic to me, those two.
Oh, gross.
They're like cocktail sex in a waterfall. I'm telling you, where we see some Elizabeth Shue side boob. That's what I'm telling you.
The fact that you keep talking about Elizabeth Shue side boob
me. It affected me as a kid.
And you put your hand over your chest. Like, it affected me.
Ooh, I want to get down to Kokomo. Get there faster and we'll take it slow. That's where we want to go. Way down to Kokomo. You see, I want to suck your dick. That's the original lyrics.
Exactly.
I want to suck your dick. My grandma says I'm related to the Beach Boys.
No.
She does. Because
you're not.
Her last name was Love, and that Love County in Oklahoma was named after her family. And she said that Brian Love from the Beach Boys is like my third, fourth cousin. And I used to not believe her.
Country people make up shit like that.
You know, I used to not believe her, but you know what? He's the crazy one, so could be in
could
my
be.
Family.
Could be. No, Brian Wilson's the crazy one.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, well.
Anyway, and where are we going to end with Mark and Jessica?
Mark and Jessica. Oh, we didn't even talk about Carlton and Diamond because they're not even. They're on the planet
Hoth.
They're gone. Mark and Jessica. Y'all, you remember that, you gay boys out there, you remember that one high school girl that you always thought you could like make it with, mm-hmm. that she would make you feel good, and you idolized her. And then she started dating John Wilson. And then she kind of saw you in the hall and said, "Oh my God, you're my best friend." That's the temperature.
Okay. A good like...
That's not from my experience at all.
At all.
Just
not
random.
At all. Just random. So a good like 52 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay.
42.
Okay. Mine's going to be probably more like a good... I would say probably 61 with the wind chill of 53.
Okay.
And it's going to be... It's kind of like... You know how you always wondered if Atreyu and Falcor kind of wanted to fuck each other? But instead,
constantly,
they were just friends. And
but I love children.
Children. But you knew, after he lost that horse that he was really needing a good dickin'.
Yep.
Needing a good. What was that horse's name?
Fuck if I know.
I don't remember. But anyway, but instead, they just rode around with the wind blowing in their hair.
And then, like, Falcor never happened after he went to the princess or the empress. You know what, though? Falcor did get with Sebastian, the earth boy.
There you go.
After all that. You know what, y'all? If love is there, it'll find a way.
It'll find a way. All you have to do is turn around. Tell me what you see.
Never ending story. La 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 la. Never ending story. La 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 la.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.